Recent jobs reports have shown continued improvements in the number of people hired and those active in the workforce. However, not all the employment numbers have been positive. Surprisingly, the employment rate of veterans continues to lag behind the other employment stats. My next guest is here to discuss this issue, how it can be resolved, and some of the programs that he makes available to help veterans in their return to civilian life and continuation of the military life as well. He's the executive chair of New Day USA, retired Rear Admiral Thomas Lynch. Thanks for being here today, Admiral.
It's great, Chris.
NewDayUSA.com is where you learn more about some of the programs, assistance that Admiral Lynch and his organization is making available to our retired and veteran heroes. But as I was saying in the introduction, we've seen the unemployment rates drop to the 4% mark. But if you look at veterans, depending on the demographic age, the unemployment rate for veterans ranges from, on the best end, maybe around 5% to, on the younger age veterans, almost a 12% unemployment rate. Is there any reason that we can figure out why this is happening?
Well, I think it takes time to transition from the military to the civilian world. And if you've had a job and you go into the military and then you come back, that job normally is not there. And then what do I want to do? What sector do I want to be in? There's a lot of issues facing. And then it's just the transition itself from the military. It's a different way of life, civilian to military. So it's there's some issues out there. And my biggest concern is that 33% of the veterans we have in the workplace are underemployed. We have 24 million veterans in this country. And 33% of the veterans in the workforce are underemployed. That means they're earning 20% are earning less than $15 an hour. And I think it comes from just that we just don't understand the quality of the military force today. We don't understand the skills that they've learned, from trade skills to computer science, engineering, medical training, all these skilled jobs. And there's skilled jobs that are available out there, but people don't think of the military guy. But I'll tell you, a person has spent 4 years, 6 years, 20 years in the military, they come out with a discipline, they have strong work ethic, respect, team building skills, personal character, all these things that we look for in the workforce. And a majority of our veterans, they're over 40, with families to support. So it's just an awakening. I think it's just an awareness for people to be aware of things. We have at New Day USA, we have over 600 young people. The average age is 26. We bring them right out of college. And right now, only 5% of our workforce are veterans. We're trying to increase that. We want to get that up to 20%. And so we're doing some things. One of the things, the college degree is required, and many of the guys coming out and women coming out of the military do not have the college degrees. So we have a program where they can do loan processing and the number of hours they want to work during the day, and then get their schooling at the University of Virginia, Maryland University, which is 30 minutes from our office. So we work out with them. If they need tuition help and financial help, we try to do whatever we can. So we're trying to make that effort to help that veteran. And in fact, that's what New Day itself is all about. It's a home mortgage lending company, and we do VA loans only. And we're looking for that veteran wants to buy a home. We want to put veterans in homes, get a home. There's no money down, and so we have an entire workforce, and that's all we're dedicated for. So I think to answer your question, I think it's just an awareness of the public to understand, and awareness of corporate America to understand the quality that these men and women bring. Like I say, highly disciplined, well educated, good strong work ethic. They've been through a lot in the military in many different ways, and we just need to reach out to them and lend them the help that they need at this point in time.
Rear Admiral Thomas Lynch retired from the Navy, and he's the head of an organization that is really, truly helping our heroes, NewDayUSA.com. Learn more about the services they offer. Certainly, if you're a veteran or if you know of one and gotten to really legit or an organization that is going to help to navigate through a lot of the VA situation that can be challenging at a time when you're listening to issues and ideas. Some other stats, the labor force participation for veterans is only 49.7%. So as the Admiral mentioned, that means more than 10 million veterans currently not working or actively looking for work. Maybe that's the frustration because, too, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, 44% of veterans left their first post-military job within a year. The veterans said they didn't feel the right fits. They struggled to find a sense of purpose in the job. So it sounds, Admiral, like what you're doing. If a veteran trying to reconnect with civilian life is absent any kind of foundation, that's where trouble is going to come about. So with what you're offering in a variety of ways is help build that foundation so that stability will come about a lot faster.
Well, that, and I think, too, that, you talked about, in the military, you have a mission, you're serving your country. It's a mission, you have this innate desire, I need to serve my fellow man. Take that oath of office to protect this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I'm willing to make the ultimate sacrifice if called upon. I do that for my country. And then you have that noble purpose, and then you walk out into the civilian world, and we got to get to the bottom line. The bottom line is all important, and they feel that sense of loss there, I think, too. I think that's part of it as well. And that's what makes New Day kind of unique, too, because we have a noble purpose. We don't sell loans. We provide financial solutions to men and women who've worn the uniform, who made the sacrifices, made possible the freedoms we value and cherish in this country today. And now they need a little help. They've earned that benefit of a VA home loan. And if we can possibly help them, we're going to do it. And for our average client, the 60-year-old, who maybe has served during the Vietnam era, and now things happen in their lives, whether it's a divorce or medical, kids come home with kids, taking care of parents, whatever happens. Their home has been underwater. Now they've got some equity. They've been had to live on revolving credit. They may have missed a credit card payment here and there. So the FICO score is less than 700. Nobody's out there to help them. So that's where we come in, and we kind of customize every loan. Every loan is fully documented, manually underwritten. And for our average client, we're putting consolidated $33,000 credit card debt, putting $17,000 in the bank, and lowering the payments by $650 a month. That is huge. That changes lives.
Yeah.
For us, we feel we have a noble purpose as well.
I'm surprised, too, and I bet a lot of the veterans are surprised, too. A VA loan without a down payment can be had for up to in excess of $400,000 in some cases.
That's true. That's true. That's 410 in some counties and some places. And the problem is, I haven't interviewed every veteran, but from the people that clients that we've had and the people we talk to, it's kind of, I've been in this outfit. I'm leaving the military. I'm looking forward to getting back to the civilian world. And people are telling me, hey, here's your benefits. Here's the thing. Here's what the VA home loan, for instance. I'm not interested in buying a home right now. That has no interest to me. 20 years later, now they've forgotten, and they don't even know that they have. 1 out of 10 veterans even realize that they have a VA home loan benefit, and it's a tremendous benefit we as Americans have given back to the veterans who have served. So it's that's part of our mission, too, at New Day, is just make sure they understand what benefits they've earned through their service. But and if we can get that more and more, we get to get in homes, put every veteran in a home. They made our dreams possible, so we want to help them realize theirs. And if we can get them in homes, then they become very productive citizens and part of the community, and they don't have that transition issues. They're not underemployed. They're not undervalued in the society. They're a contributing strong member of society and usually a leader in their community. So that's what we're striving for. It's a big job, and I think all of corporate America needs to step up. If everybody had, a lot of companies have. I know J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, and J.P. Morgan, they've stepped up in a big way, and a lot of companies have. So there's a lot of people really trying to make it happen out there, and everybody's got to do their little bit. And if you see a veteran, say thank you for your service, and let's just keep going.
Absolutely. Learn more at newdayusa.com. It's a website for New Day USA. We've been talking with retired Rear Admiral Thomas Lynch. Admiral Lynch, thanks so much for doing what you're doing for our heroes, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you for the time, Chris. I appreciate it.